Hello guys, and welcome back to the discussion. Today, as you know, we shall be expanding upon the conversation we had the last time around when we were talking about desires of a person. We talked about how desires can be conducive to spiritual growth as such, and they are not only a bane, but they can be also turned into a boon for humanity. So today, as such, I wanted to talk about the connection that exists between desires and a person's thoughts. Essentially, what happens is that desires emanate from thoughts, and thoughts emanate from desires. It's a vicious cycle wherein the individual gets completely embroiled in the desires which relate to the instinctive self-indulgence within him. Essentially, how this takes place, I would like to tell you. Essentially, thoughts which emanate from mind, thoughts which emanate in the form of energy pulses from the human mind, essentially these are the thoughts which often relate to instinctive self-indulgence. Because frankly, to speak to you, the human mind is completely rooted in self-gratification, and it has an incessant streak towards self-gratification and self-indulgence. So essentially, that the thoughts which emanate from this human mind are directed towards self-indulgence, and from these thoughts desires spur. To put it correctly, I would have to say that desire is a kind of energy. Desire is nothing but a form of energy, and thoughts which emanate from the human mind are also in the form of energy. Essentially, what happens is that each thought that emanates from the human mind has a specific frequency to it. So from this we can safely deduce that the thoughts which emanate from the human mind emanate in the form of energy pulses. So essentially, to understand this concept, you have to look at unfulfilled desire as a form of unrequited energy. Energy which always needs to be consummated, energy which always needs to be grounded, because it always needs to be dissipated through some form or another. So essentially, you must have heard this term, consummation, in terms of conjugal love, or in terms of desire which spurs from instinctive, overbearing physical instinct. So the thing is that it is not only relevant in those sense, it is relevant in each and every sense of the term, because desire in itself is nothing but unrequited energy which needs to be consummated. It needs to have a source to which it can go back. So essentially, when this does not happen, when the desire of any human being is not fulfilled, then the energy which remains in him in the form of that desire remains unrequited. It does not get grounded, essentially. So what this does within him is it creates a sense of complete impatience, and it creates a sense of complete dissatisfaction within the human being. And this is what is essentially the cause, underlying cause of the misery that encircles the human being forever. A human being who is constantly embroiled in the traps of desire. This is it. So essentially what happens is that owing to the impatience and owing to the incessant thinking over the desires, the thoughts which emanate from a person's mind are always directed towards those desires. Like, those desires are the spur for the thoughts to emanate from the human mind. These thoughts remain in the energy flux of that person. These energy pulses which emanate in the form of thoughts, they remain embellished on the energy flux of that person. They remain in the aura of that person. So essentially what happens is that the person is continuously surrounded by this negative energy which is created on account of those desires, on account of those desires remaining unsatisfied and his instincts remaining unsatiated. Thus, there is always an air of dissatisfaction around the person. There is always an air of negativity around such a person who is constantly embroiled in his own desires. So essentially what I wanted to talk about was this, that thoughts in turn inflame the desires, because thoughts which emanate in the form of energy pulses, and when these energy pulses are not requited, they are not consummated, they return back to the source of the desire, they return back to the source from whence they spur. And essentially what they do is that these energy pulses in turn start to inflame the desire once more. So you must have often observed this in your own case or in the case of others, is that when you want something, when you truly desire something and you don't get it, and you keep thinking of it again and again and again, in a way it inflames your desire even more, because then you are thinking of not but one thing. Like, all you are thinking upon is you want to get something, you want to acquire something, you want something in your life which is not there, you feel incomplete owing to that. And necessarily what it does is that it pushes you furthermore into the cycle of misery, into the recursive cycle of misery, which in the end gets you nowhere.